We're in the recording studio that was set up by superstar Zombies Island manager Brian Epstein to do voice recordings for the internet. It is run by George Martin, who has the once great blues singer and guitar player Robert Johnson as his sound engineer and assistant. Today seems to be a very special recording session, as the audio seen below will tell you.
Robert, who is on the agenda today to do an Aesopus Fable voice performance?
Manager Brian Epstein gave me a strange briefing this morning, must say. Seems we're having a Mr. A. Einstein visiting the studio doing a voice recording.
Strange indeed. If that is the Mr. Einstein who I think he is, then he was not a superstar entertainer once, so he should not be on this island of superstar zombies. It's only for musicians. I don't think that Mr. A. Einstein ever did any music recordings or music composing, and if he was on this island, I would have known. Oh well, we will see what happens.
There he is now. Yep. That's Mr. Albert Einstein, all right.
Good morning, my friends. I was told to go to this music recording studio, so they beamed me up right in front of your door. I hope you can tell me why I am here, because I haven't been informed. Look at that. You sure have a lot of techniques set up in this room. All these machines and buttons and lights. You know exactly what all these buttons do, I suppose, without any manual?
Yes, thank you. We know how everything works in this room. You were beamed up, you said. From where? I have never seen you before on this island, and this place should only be for music entertainers, not scientists or politicians or world leaders.
Nothing to worry about, my dear fellow. Those still in the memory of people alive are all doing their afterlife on separate islands and other mysterious places no one knows about. But of course, we scientists have come up with a method to do, let's say, island hoppings, going places. That's the beaning up you are asking me about. But don't ask me to explain it to you. It's like my other theories, rather complex material. You could offer me a cup of coffee, though.
I see to it. Meanwhile, there's an email from Brian Epstein explaining he wants to bring in other voices also and have more voices than just the music superstars. With the help of Mr. Einstein, we could be recording anyone we want, beaming them up to the studio. Dictators also, he says, Napoleon or even Hitler.
I will have a word with Mr. Epstein later today. Don't think I will agree, though. Anyway, let me explain to you, Mr. Einstein, what we are going to do with all this equipment here. It will only take you, let's say, 1 hour.
Good. Then I will be back on my island just in time for my card game. Tell me what to do. You want me to speak in those microphones, I suppose? Isn't it interesting how these sounds and frequencies are picked up and reproduced through those sound boxes? I will ask Thomas Edison or Marconi to explain it to me when I'm back.
It's quite simple. I will give you your text, and yes, you can then speak it into that microphone over there. It's a short text, but we will do it a few times over again just to make sure we will have the best voice performance. It's just a few lines from Aesopus Fables, a series of animal stories everyone knows, more than 2,000 years old now.
Yes, I know those stories. Probably Greek origins. That's how they used to teach their children good morality. Let us not waste our precious time then and do these recordings. Thank you for the coffee, young man. No morning should be without it, even if it's the afterlife.
It is a great honor, Mr. Einstein, serving you coffee. Let me know when you want another cup.
The recording was done properly. But George Martin, not at all happy with the idea of other voices than those of his musicians also joining the Aesopus Fables project, told Epstein later that day he would not give his agreement to recording dictators like Napoleon and Hitler. As a matter of fact, the discussion about this ended with George Martin going back to the recording studio, very angry, and wiping out the Albert Einstein recording. So this was the ending of Brian Epstein's idea of bringing in other voices for his Aesopus Fables internet project. But it was interesting learning there were other afterlife islands also.